This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 26th. God's word to you today is priority focus. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 6:26, and it says, I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel. He is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. Our discourse for today flows from where we concluded yesterday, which is the responsibility of headship. Men, do not let this become a cause of condemnation to you or become a weight on your shoulders. Instead, just like the ladies, let this also drive you to your knees before God, for yourself and for your family. As a man, it is humbling to know that the steps you take or do not take will affect so many things. If you are a married man and you love your wife, you should love your wife. The responsibility of headship is also very humbling, particularly when you have a daughter. It is equally sobering when you have sons, because no man wants to have rascally sons. In today's scripture reference, King Darius, in referring to God, said, "The God of Daniel." And we also see from scripture that even the preceding kings did the same thing. This is actually what God wants for us. God's desire is that the testimony on the lips of the people around us will be the God of Femi Monehin, in such a name also. When the living God manifests through you, people will call you by his name, and it will bring glory to him. Personally, the first time I heard somebody say, "the God of Femi Monehin," honestly, I cringed. I do not like it. They should not be saying that, I thought, and it did not even sound right in my ears. Guess what God said to me? What is wrong with it? I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I am the God that keeps covenants. To keep covenants means he stands by his people. In other words, if God calls you, he is going to stand by you because he is not ashamed of you. So I was like, all right, the God of Femi Monehin, that is fine. God wants your name to be tied to him. It only happens when you yield yourself to him. He displays his power through you, and then people would say, "the God of so-and-so." I pray that will be your story. Amen. Daniel 6:10 says, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God." Daniel was not pretending or forcing it. It was just his way of life, as usual. For many people, it is when the trouble comes that they kneel down. It is not usual, but for Daniel, it was his way of life. I pray that for you, it will be as usual, because that is the key to successful headship, leadership, staying power, and relevance. I pray it will be as usual for you. Let us pray. Lord, you are my God. Please say your name here. As I bow before you, Jesus, cause me to be successful in headship, leadership. Give me staying power and relevance. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.